News. I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A two-story apartment building was damaged by a fire in the small community of Wilton on Wednesday. Larissa Donovan has more.
The Bemidji Fire Department arrived Wednesday morning to find smoke billowing out of a second-floor window. No firefighters or residents were injured, but the involved apartment sustained significant damage. The rest of the building was moderately damaged by the fire. According to the fire department, the fire is under investigation but appears to be accidental. At least two families have been displaced by this fire. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
Vance Belter pleaded guilty Thursday to killing Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark and shooting Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette nearly a year ago. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports in exchange for his guilty plea, Belter will not face the death penalty. He will face two consecutive life sentences. In a packed courtroom in downtown Minneapolis, Belter provided previously unknown details about what he did in the early morning hours of June 14, 2025. The Star Tribune says U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen described pulling the death penalty off the table in exchange for the guilty plea as an opportunity that prosecutors could not pass up. Belter awaits sentencing in the case. He also has several outstanding charges in Hennepin County. That court process is separate from the federal charges and guilty plea. A missing Alexandria woman was found trapped in a mud puddle west of Bacchus by ATVers on Saturday. Bring Me the News reports 68-year-old Catherine Wozner had been missing for 3 days and was last seen about 10 miles west of Bacchus. Two West Fargo men came across a minivan stuck in a mud hole on a heavily wooded trail. They found Wozner submerged in a deep puddle next to the van with only her face visible. The men rescued her and called emergency services. Wozner was taken to the hospital in Brainerd. The Great Outdoors is the newest classroom for Grand Rapids area children. Aaron Bowman visited the Roots and Wings Early Learning Center and brings us this story.
The nature-based childcare center opened in late March in Coleraine.
All of our learning is geared towards our beautiful seasons that we have and how we can learn and grow and care for creation and each other and kind of take that slow down step. I just think that nature is the perfect catalyst for that.
Krista Shostrand is an educator of over 20 years and owns the center with her husband, Rob. The center's 30-acre site consists of a main building, fence playground, and sand area. It also features a wooded trail system.
Just call that our beyond, which is like our walking field trip every day. So again, whether they are looking for acorns or deer tracks or bird nests or listening for those sounds, watching leaves, anything, they just kind of take the child's lead with that.
On a typical day, kids spend 4 to 5 hours outside, playing, learning, and exploring. Rob says they aim to help kids develop their creativity and curiosity every day.
So how do they become curious about everything that they're trying to learn? Us, not authentically, but putting it in and trying to create a situation to make them curious. Let's go find where they're curious and then create a lesson out of that.
The center is open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for children 6 weeks to preschool age. In the summer, Roots and Wings provides additional care for children entering kindergarten through fourth grade. Planned next steps for the center include adding more playground equipment, trail cameras to allow kids to see what animals are doing at night, and yurts for kids to learn and play in during the colder months. The Shostrands are also considering increasing the ages served year-round, having the outdoors be the classroom for elementary school kids during the school year. Aaron Bowman, KAXE News.
The Brainerd boys golf team are state champions in their first state appearance. The Warriors were led by sophomores Brady Osland and Aiden Dobis, who finished third and fourth in the 3A individual tourney. The Detroit Lakes girls won their third straight title. Sophomore Sophie Christensen is the individual tournament champion. Park Rapids 8th grader Natalie Martin also medaled in the 2A tourney, tying for 7th. In single A, the Manoman-Wauban boys and Badger Greenbush Middle River girls took 3rd. Thunderbird senior Blake McMullen tied for 7th, and Fertile Beltrami sophomore Macy Petrie finished 8th. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.